The government already has a template to solve this problem, and they come up with that template for the pyrite scheme, where people were paid back 100% of what their costs were. They didn't have to go through this complicated process of establishing what the damage is, etc. They were given a wraparound service by their local council, and the people of Donegal deserve the same treatment. And we regularly hear the government talk about mental health. Well, the most excruciating thing that can happen to your mental health is that the place that you live could be under threat and that you'd be out of pocket as a result of it. So the government know how to solve this. They need to do it. It's not going to be cheap, but in the long term, it's going to be more expensive for this state if they don't help people now.
And your intention is to raise part of the issue at European Parliament level?
Yeah, if the state doesn't do something about it, what I'm proposing to do is to try and get this brought before the Petitions Committee. And at the Petitions Committee, citizens of the European Union can bring up directives or laws that came from the European Union in connection with this area. And I'm on about Council Directive 89106 that's meant to ensure that construction material placed on the market for sale is fit for purpose. And if Ireland can't do something to help these people, that's the route we're going to have to go down, and we're going to have to show them up in the European Parliament. Hopefully we won't have to do that, and the Irish government might do the right thing, which is something they're going to have to do.